Beach & Company.
Stop flipping around the dial.
Beach & Company.
And let's sit at the beach for a while.
Beach & Company.
The all-around talk of the town.
Beach & Company.
He'll pick you right up when you're down.
Beach & Company.
Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy.
Beach & Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and how are you doing today? Got a lot to talk about today, a lot of things to do. By the way, we've gotten some emails and things like that. Today is not the last day of my show. It's a week from today. I'll be on until next Thursday. At the end of next Thursday, that's that. Okay, so I just wanted to do that. Also, just a heads up, if you got an invitation to our wedding, there's a little note at the bottom that says, gifts gratefully declined, okay? And that's to make us look good. But basically, if you really want to clutch us to your bosom, we are registered at Walcott Guns, and we're registered at Johnson Country Store. But not for guns, they're too expensive, but we are registered for ammunition. And many of you may say, gee, I wonder what they would like for ammunition. Well, 223 is always always acceptable for my AR-15. We like that. And then Bernie fell in love with 45 ACP. She likes it even better than the 45 Colt. So most of that is acceptable too. The 380 is not much. You can pass on the 380 unless it's on sale. Okay. Regardless, and anything lower than the 380, you can forget about. 22, I don't even have a 22. I wish I did, but I don't. I don't have one. So those are the ammunition choices. So when you go into Johnson Country Store or Walcott Guns, ask to see the Sandy Beach Registry. And, just a simple box is enough. All right, unless you want to get the big deluxe box for all the years of pleasure I've brought you. In which case, get the 100 rounds. I got a 100 round box of 45 ACP, and it's very nice, very nice. Also, hollow point if it's available, full jacketed if it's not, and that's about it. Does that help you out, Tony?
Actually, it does, because I have received messages of people inquiring, what would Sandy and Bernadette like?
Yeah, so that's what we'd like, more ammo.
You can never have enough.
You can never have enough ammo.
Especially in today's day and age.
I'm telling you. Beamer, did you know what I was talking about with the ammunition choices?
Well, I wrote it down, so I know where to go and find this stuff, because I just went to their website. But it does mean I'm going to have to return what I had already purchased for you.
What had you already purchased for?
It was Virginia Tech's Best Plays of 2008. I got that on DVD for you, but I'll have to return
it. My DVD player is about to be broken as soon as I get out of this room. So we can't do that. No, it, as a matter of fact, when we bought ammo last time, we had to go to three places. One only, believe it or not, one only had a box of shotgun shells, birdshot. That's all they had. They didn't have anything that I wanted. Went to the second one, they had a couple of boxes of this or that. And then the third one, and I'm not going to tell you where we went, but the third one had the best selection, but even then it wasn't much of a selection. You know what I'm talking about? People are preparing, getting ready. Now, the Yankees, Tony, it's a good thing you came in a little bit later than you usually do, because the man that Buzzy is training was wearing a Yankees shirt.
I saw that.
Yeah, would you have gone viral if you?
No, because you know I've gotten used to it. I do laundry in the house, so every so often I have to wash a New York Yankees shirt. Ooh. Yes, and my fingers burn every time I fold it, and you know sometimes I put gloves on in order to do
it. Listen, accidentally a little too much bleach,
right?
You wouldn't even know what the logo was. You
right?
Know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So. You're a Red Sox fan, and I was a Red Sox fan in radio school, but that's it. I'm not a real baseball fan. And Buzzy, which is your favorite baseball
team? The amazing Mets, which, you know, is in New York, but that rivalry is kind of blah. I mean, it's out of, you know, it's a different league. I mean, this year it'll be fun because we played them six times because they're doing regionals. So that'll be fun. You always like to beat the Yankees, but, you know, I mean, if he was wearing a Phillies or a Braves shirt, I might have more of a reaction.
It's tough to get excited about baseball this year.
I wonder if my friend Don is a Phillies fan.
He is. We've talked Phillies Mets.
Oh, gee. Okay. Well, we'll keep the communication open anyway. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. Last night I was a little restless, so I put my headset on and dialed around. Well, no, I didn't. I pushed. See, when we actually had dials, you could say you were dialing around, but now we don't have dialing. Now we push a button. Is there a term for pushing around?
The presets.
Yeah. And I was listening to a talk station, and they were talking about what happens if Biden gets elected regarding guns, okay? And they were talking about guns, and one of the side issues they had was California. Apparently, we didn't know this, you know, we don't know every state's laws and whatever. In California, when you go to buy ammunition, you have to go through a background check, just as if you were buying a gun. And they said that has been it's fairly new law. It's been a major cluster, you know what, in California. And what gets me nervous about that is that we copy everything California does. But maybe if California doesn't do it right, or it's not the right thing to do, it'll go down in flames and we won't think of copying it. But think about that. Think about having to go through a background check for ammunition. That's really too draconian for me. I think we got to get people to stand up for the Second Amendment, and I wouldn't count on the Supreme Court. They were talking about that too. So are you guys excited? Baseball, it opens today, right?
Yeah, I have virtually no interest in baseball this year.
None. How about you, Buzz?
You know, I didn't think I'd be that excited. And, of course, my team, the 2020 World Series champs, don't start until tomorrow. But I'm more excited than I thought. Now, I could care less about I couldn't care less about the Yankees, Nationals, even though I should probably care about the Nationals because they're in the Mets division. But the games today don't excite me. But you know what? Tomorrow, 4:00, first pitch, Mets Braves, which is a, you know, rivalry from way back in the day. So I'm more excited than I would be. Again, it doesn't have that same feel, and it's going to be weird watching a game, a home
without
run,
people.
And
yeah,
there won't be any fans fighting for the home run ball. But it's that little bit of normalcy. It's that little bit of entertainment we've been lacking in our lives. So I'm happy for that. I'm happy that over the weekend I can get a beer, sit on the couch, and watch baseball.
Are they going to either put cardboard people in the seats? Are they going to put crowd noise that's recorded through the PA system? Are they going to do any of that stuff?
Depends on the team. Now, the Mets have done cardboard cutouts, as have the Dodgers and numerous other teams around the league. There will be crowd noise, but it will be for the TV. It will not be heard, kind of like overseas in the Premier League. It'll not be heard in the stadium.
And, well, you know, I'm not a baseball fan, but I might watch it simply because it's some sign of normalcy.
Yeah.
Even though it's not normal, they're a different outlook on what's going on in the game and the sound and the visuals and all that stuff. It would make it seem like we're not just totally mired in what's going on now.
And a week from Saturday kicks off the NHL playoffs, which they will be in Edmonton and Toronto. And we are talking 13 hours of hockey every day starting next Saturday, August 1st.
That is so weird to have baseball starting at the same time hockey is starting.
The hockey restart. Yeah, you have the qualifying rounds start on Saturday, and then they'll kick off the playoffs. Remember, the qualifying rounds, it's every team but six. Unfortunately, one of those six teams, the Buffalo Sabres.
All right, and how do we look for the outlook for the National Football League?
It's starting to look more and more like they could be looking at a delay. They wiped out all of preseason games. They're still going back and forth. Players are not happy with, you know, they feel that there are questions still to be answered. I honestly don't know how they're going to do it. you know, like Rodney Harrison, former Patriot, said, it's football. We tackle. We're going to be in each other's faces. How are you going to stop it?
Well, of course. Absolutely. And like baseball, it's a little easier, but not totally. For instance, you know, you're on first base and somebody up hits one through the third baseman's legs, and so you're running. But then the ball comes in from the outfield, and you got to slide. But you got to stop 6 feet from the second baseman. You can't slide actually into the base. It's a 6 feet circle around second base, and you can't get through that.
But right now, it seems like the safest bubble would be the NBA bubble. They just conducted all their tests, and not one positive test in the NBA Orlando bubble.
Well, you know, I'd be interested in checking some of that, but I'm sick of hearing about LeBron. I don't care what LeBron likes and what LeBron doesn't like and all of this crap. He's a basketball player. He's good. Yeah, we all know that. That's it. He's not my life coach. He's not my mother. He's not my counselor. He's a basketball player. And every time we pick up a paper, LeBron is, he's not going to wear the mask. He is going to wear the mask. He's going to blah, blah, blah.
I think Major League Sports is in for a rude awakening. They want to jump on this social justice freight train, and they want to show how woke they are. Well, when the ratings tank, then they're going to wonder where the fans went. This is why I have no interest in Major League Baseball starting. Who cares? Go away.
Yeah, that's the way I feel generally now about, and I like sports. I really like the NFL, but hockey, I don't follow it that closely, but it's interesting, and it's a good sport, and it's the same thing with baseball, but I'm just getting so turned off by players thinking that their example is going to change the way we lead our lives, because I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and the players and the owners, the officials, league presidents, whatnot, have to understand sports is an escape. I want to watch sports to escape what's going on outside. I want to be able to focus on a game, watch it, be entertained, and not have to be lectured to. So stick it up your you-know-what right now, professional sports.
That's why I'm watching horse racing. First of all, it's very relaxing to watch horse racing, and I got my two favorite jockeys who happen to be brothers, the Ortiz brothers.
And I watched one last weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Good.
Is it Idna? Idna? How do you pronounce his name?
No, Irad.
Irad, that's it.
Irad and his brother Jose, they're like two of the best riders out there, and they have been for maybe 4 or 5 years. Plus, they're in Saratoga, which is so beautiful. Of course, there's no people in it, but it's just beautiful. And I watched like 6 hours of racing Wednesday through Sunday, and it's very relaxing. I used to have horses, but obviously I couldn't ride a racehorse. I'm a bit over the weight limit.
Just a little bit. It'd be close.
They're what, about 110 or something? I might be a tad over that. The horse looking back going, I'm not doing this. I'm not carrying that guy around the track. Let him get a cab. All right. I'm watching last night. I'm watching television. I'm looking at the world we're in. And how screwed up is it? It is so screwed up because we're getting mixed signals about what's going on in the world. Okay? First of all, Seattle. Seattle is where they had CHOP, and you're familiar with, and two people died in CHOP. And then they finally gotten cleaned out CHOP, but they're still having problems. But in Seattle, they're planning to close the jails. Now, it's one thing to defund the police, but it's another thing to close the jails. That means you don't plan on any arrests. Or any arrests that require incarceration, where the hell, okay, you got a murderer. You just pick up this guy. Where do you put him? You bring him home, prepare him a hot meal. But Seattle is going to close the jails. Right now, the jails can hold 1,900 people, and they're going to close it. And then I look in Portland, it's even more confusing. Because that seems screwed up, and Portland is more screwed up. Portland has been under fire for 50-something days, every night, same thing, just a hellhole. And let me just get my this piece of information here. And I'm looking through the paper, and there's a full-page story. And here's what it says. Rachel Wishar, 34 years old, holds up a sign as part of the Wall of Moms. It's a group of identified mothers who have faced off with the federal officers in Portland. The group has organized for anticipation of a national deployment of federal law enforcement personnel to Democratic-led cities. Not only that, now, this Wall of Mom thing is going to be replicated in other cities. Now, you're telling me, let's get this straight now, we see what's going on in Portland every night, just a wall of flame, and now we got a wall of moms. Those moms are more afraid of the federal officials coming in than they are of the people burning down their city? What the hell's wrong with that? That doesn't make any sense at all. When we come back, I'll see if either of my guys have any explanation for that, because I can't figure that one out. On News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm looking over at my ammunition stack, and some of my ammunition is frowning. Yeah, the 223 is smiling, big wide grin. The Colt ACP and the 45 Colt there, they're very happy. But my 9mm said, "How could you forget me? I am an important part of your ammunition collection." So, I would throw 9mm in there too. Okay, just to be fair about it. Tony.
Do you have any interest in a flamethrower, by the way?
I'd love a flamethrower. Wouldn't that be cool to have your own flamethrower?
Actually, it would. It would help with my bonfires.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, a 410 shotgun would be 410? Nice, too.
410?
For a handgun. 410. I have one that shoots a 410, which is a small little piece of ammo. Cool. Very nice, though. And now, can either of you guys explain why Portland is burning down and people have been injured in all kinds of real dangerous situations, and yet they got a group now called the Wall of Moms, meaning mother, okay? Wall of Moms, who don't particularly want the federal agents to come in. Now, if you saw that kind of horrific thing, these kind of horrific things going on in your town, wouldn't you welcome the police? I don't understand this. The federal agents coming in to quell the insurrection going on?
Well, you wouldn't want it if you were Antifa, which these ladies are part of. The reports I'm hearing is there many of them are Antifa.
Yeah, my thought was that they can't be women from, you know how you have Jenny from the block? I don't think these women are Jenny from the block. I think they're brought in from different places. Because I can't imagine moms, real moms from the area saying no. When we've seen people being interviewed that live in these hell holes, they want the feds to come in. And now that the president is going to start sending and has already started sending some federal officials, they're different officials going to Chicago than they are going to Seattle or Portland. But I'm glad to see he's stepping this up. Buzzy, can you explain why somebody would be, like Tony's explanation is excellent, why somebody would be against the federal officers when their town is burning down?
I don't know how you can look at that and say, we've got this under control. You know, no need for outside influence. Right now, I'd be begging for anyone to come and help the destruction instead of just keep it going like it is. I mean, it's like the meme of the character sitting in the house with it on fire saying, everything is fine.
Yeah, and the police unions have reached out and begged the president to send Send help. Send reinforcements. This is like the old West right now. So my first question is, should the president declare martial law? Ooh, martial law? You mean troops would be coming to our town that's burning down? First of all, they're our troops. You have to remember this. They're not going to send Russians in. The Chinese are not going to be here. They're our troops. You know the guy that used to live next to you, next door to you? He was one of the ones coming in. You know the lady that you used to meet at the grocery store? She'd probably be one of the ones coming in. They're people that know America, and America knows them. It's like foreign entities will be coming to your community. I'm a law and order guy, and I say if you don't uphold the law, you're going to have even more anarchy, and this is anarchy, make no question about it. So if he declared a national emergency, be able to use those troops and get this thing squashed. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I want to know how you feel about national emergency. Also, a second question, what's a meal? Well, we know what a meal is if you're going to mom's house for Thanksgiving. Now, that's a meal. Okay, we know if you're coming to our wedding reception, you're going to get quite a meal. I know what a good meal is, but I don't know what a legal meal is. The president the governor, Andrew Cuomo, had issued a directive saying that if you're going to be at a bar, you can't be seated at the bar. You have to be seated at a table. And in order to get a drink, you have to have a meal. Well, some clever people said, hey, how about these chips? A lot of people eat chips as a meal. Let's offer them. If you get some chips, you can drink. Well, the state government is sharp as a tack. They're going, wait a minute. Is a meal a chip? Is a chip a meal? We don't think so. So now the president, the governor, why do I keep elevating his position? The governor says that's no longer acceptable. You cannot have that as a meal. So I'm asking you what you think a meal would be. Well, ask Tony first. If anybody knows what a meal is, it's Tony.
Yo, you're making me hungry already.
I know. Oh, sure could use
what
one.
What do you think, Tony, if you were at Empty Pockets?
Ooh, I'd be getting a steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich would be a meal, for
sure.
Yeah,
their steak sandwiches are amazing, too. I don't know. What would constitute a meat? Well, then again, you got vegetarian, so I think how about a main thing and a side?
Well, I would think of anything that you eat at home. Like my meals would have to include my yummy big salad that Bernie makes for me every day.
What's that?
So the big salad.
Salad. Let me Google this.
It's got green stuff in it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
Some orange stuff shows up every once in a while.
Right.
Red things are in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I think anything you would have at home could be a meal. Now, a sub could be a meal, I think. A couple of pieces of pizza could be a meal.
A bowl of cereal could be a meal.
Yeah. Okay,
Buzz. Captain Crunch.
What do you consider a meal, Buzz?
Well, it depends. You know, I mean, there have been times where I go to restaurants with groups and we're there for a meal, not like now where you have to get a meal to go out. And hey, you know, I'm just feeling like splitting an appetizer because that's all I'm hungry for. Now, I still went with the intention to eat. That is still a meal that I'm having. So I think it all depends on how hungry you are. I don't think the state should be able to tell you what you have to eat and call a meal. We all have different levels of hunger when we go out.
Now, what if, say, you're with a friend and you go out and you order something and it's a legitimate meal? But the person you're with, whether it's a guy friend of yours or a girlfriend or, you know, whatever, the second person in that group says, I'm not really hungry to order a whole meal. I'll share some of yours. I wonder if that would satisfy it so you both could drink. If one person orders the meal and the second person shares it.
Yeah, I think definitely that would work. Again, putting ourselves in a regular situation, there have been numerous times Katie and I have gone out and with the intention of both having a meal, but getting there and saying, hey, you know what? We could just split this and be fine. Again, before that, before you have to get a meal to have a drink, I'm talking about regular circumstances, and that was what we considered a meal.
And is there anything guys hate more than this, okay? You've ordered what you want, and you can hardly wait till it shows up. And she, the love of your life, the woman you're committed to for the rest of your life, says, here, I'll try some of yours. Huh? So we say, why don't you order your own? We want to be nice about it, but, well, I'm not really hungry. And then it looks like a chipper shredder. All of those things that you could hardly wait to eat are no longer in your tummy. They're in hers.
Yeah, well, she orders something that you have no interest in.
Yeah, she'll order kale. You know, it'll be like you're having a birthday party with Robbie Raw. Although Robbie can have some good stuff that does taste good, too. So, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. When we come back, should the president declare a national state of emergency and you use troops to get everything quelled? Just get it done. And secondly, what is a meal? If you are a bar, I'd like to know what you are using on the menu that is declarable as a meal. We're back after this. This is like Banya. Banya giving the suit to Jerry Seinfeld and owing him a meal. Seinfeld owes him a meal, and he just got a bowl of soup. And they said, soup is not a meal, right?
No, this is the meal, Banya.
Yeah.
I just want soup. I didn't tell you to order soup.
Yeah. You ordered soup. That's what you wanted. So that's the meal. Now, I wonder if the governor looks at it the same way. A lot of people have a sandwich for a meal. So you could slap some peanut butter and jelly together, two slices of bread, and it's a meal. Then you can drink your brains out.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's what he had in mind, but that's exactly what you could do. I mean, one man's meal is another man's snack, I'm thinking. If I'm getting a meal, I want an appetizer, I want a main course, and some dessert. Got to have dessert. That's a meal. But I'm sure that the actual definition of a meal for this is different. If you're a bar owner, tell me what you're using as the meal in order that your customers can drink at a table. 803-0930-1-800-616-1 and Fred from New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN. He's on line 3. Hello, Fred.
Good morning.
Fred, I did not know this. I didn't know you're living in danger. I'm watching the national news, and they said that Albuquerque is one of the top 10 most dangerous cities in the country. I didn't know that.
Well, I wonder who will be top 10 tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, were you aware of Albuquerque being that dangerous?
Well, there are a lot of gangs here that they shoot each other.
Oh, well, that's dangerous. Anytime you're shooting at somebody or somebody shooting at you, that's dangerous.
Yes.
Do you live anywhere near Albuquerque?
Usually held between the two of them, you know.
Yeah. Do you live anywhere near Albuquerque?
I'm in Albuquerque.
Oh, are you one of the gangbangers that they were talking about, Fred?
Well, I don't want to go into this too far.
Yeah, you don't want revenge. You seem like a quiet guy, unassuming. I can't imagine any mayhem going on around you.
Well, I can tell you what my boys eat at when they go to the bar.
Okay, what do they have?
Hamburgers, and that's a meal.
That is definitely a meal. It's probably the major meal of the country.
Yeah, and you can get those almost anywhere. When I was living back in New York, there was no problem. Most bars had those or beef on weck.
Oh, beef on weck. I love a good beef on weck. I really do. Okay. So I was just shocked and surprised because now there's another city on the list of dangerous places. But if you had asked me before I saw that report, I would never have put Albuquerque on there because we don't hear much nationally about bad things going on there.
Well, it's not. You don't hear about riots. You don't, I mean, there's They may have had some peaceful marches around the university or something that I'm unaware of, but I don't see a whole lot of NASA.
Good. Well, that's good. Apparently, peace surrounds you,
yeah.
Fred from New Mexico. Hey, thanks, Fred. Have a nice weekend. Thank you very much. There was a national report today, and they said that Albuquerque was listed as one of the top 10 most dangerous cities in the country. Did either of you guys, does that cross either of your minds that Albuquerque would be like that?
No, not at all. You hear violence, you think of Chicago, Detroit, New York City, Los Angeles. You don't think Albuquerque,
but it is.
But to be fair, I didn't think Seattle and Portland either.
No, in fact, Seattle I thought of as, Seattle's very foo-foo.
Yeah.
Very foo-foo. I mean, that's where Starbucks started.
Fraser Crane.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they throw fish at each other in the market.
That's right.
You don't think of them throwing bullets at each other somewhere else.
No, well, think about this, though. They know that they can get away with it. They know it's easier because you're in a Democrat-run city, Democrat-run state, who's not eager to go after you. So you know you're going to be able to get away with a lot as opposed to somewhere else where it's not as liberal.
Well, I know that there's a big deal about the separation of state and federal governments. I know that, and it's there for a reason. And the founding fathers knew what they wanted. However, I find it unbelievable that mayor after mayor refuses to enforce the law, that governor after governor refuses to enforce the law. What's the point in having a law if it's not enforceable? And I think that the federal government has every right to come in a situation like is going on now with cities burning, people dying. If this isn't a state of emergency right now, what the hell is? Did we have to have the Japanese invading us in World War II? Did we have to have the Chinese in command of Dubuque, Iowa? I mean, I don't know. If this isn't a situation that would call for a state of emergency, I don't know what is. We'll be back with more after this.